I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Allie Burlow. And this time, Allie visits a free bread and soup community lunch program on Martha's Vineyard.
Last February, during school vacation week, Island Grown Schools, the Vineyard's Farm to School program, hosted free bread and soup lunches every day of the week at some of the local libraries. Not everyone can afford to go away on vacation. These lunches were part of a pilot program developed to help those families affected by food insecurity.
We just want to make sure that everyone, especially those who need it the most, are receiving high-quality food because it's tough. And I guess there's this kind of air of Martha's Vineyard that, you know, everyone is in really great financial situations, but that definitely isn't the case. So there's a lot of people to take care of.
That's Kat Soni of Island Grown Schools. She helps serve the soup. She's upbeat and welcoming, and also in charge of the music.
Just beautiful little community building.
According to Noli Taylor, the community food education director for Island Grown Schools, in 2007, 12% of public school students qualified for free and reduced-priced meals. Today, it's more like 40% of Vineyard students. Noli says in part that's because it's easier to sign up, but also the cost of living has increased. So that means during any of the school vacations, around 900 kids are at a greater risk for food insecurity. Winter and spring can be challenging for Vineyard families. Work is harder to come by, savings might be depleted, and there's still a good stretch of time before the tourists return. Also for the elderly, these months can be especially isolating.
Anyone, everyone is welcome. There's no documentation or anything required.
The lunch program was funded by a private donor. Around 200 meals were served over the winter break, and the cost was about $4 per lunch, even with volunteer help. On the day I visited West Tisbury Library, I met up with Gabrielle Cronister, who also works for Island Grown Schools. She was serving chili out of some of the biggest stockpots I've ever seen, and the whole place smelled inviting. Definitely not the hushed library vibe I grew up around. Even though at the time it was dead winter when the island feels abandoned, this place was hopping with all kinds of life and all generations.
Today for lunch we have a vegetable and bean chili that is vegetarian, and then we also have some warm bread. We have some chocolate chip energy bites that are just made out of oats and dates and chocolate chips, and then we also have some vegetables and homemade hummus.
A different library hosted lunch every day during the winter break, and Gabrielle made a different vegetarian soup, a curried red lentil and butternut squash for one, and a vegetable noodle for another.
I mean, this time of year, you know, there's less things to do and less reasons to get together, and this is just such a great reason to gather around good warm food, crack some bread, you know, with a neighbor or with someone you haven't seen in a while.
There's a stigma around hunger and food insecurity. But the best part of these lunches is they were open to everyone. And there's no pressure. You can be social or not.
So I knew it would be cool to see who comes together. I had no idea who would show up. And I've been seeing people that I haven't seen in years and years. So it's pretty cool to just see a familiar face that you haven't seen, catch up and, you know, see where we're at in life. It's just a really interesting and awesome way to gather around food.
It's also interesting to see how local libraries are trying out new things and finding collaborations to make food available for everyone. Here's Kat again.
And it was beautiful to see people of all ages coming, stopping by. You know, some of them came for the lunch, some of them were just wandering around the library and smelled the delicious soup scents wafting up.
The pilot lunch program during February school vacation week was a big success. At the heart of it, homemade food filled bellies and lifted people's spirits. But you're probably also wondering how the food was. So I checked in with 8-year-old Umberto. He lives in Oak Bluffs.
Must eat more.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
After the success of the February vacation lunches, other libraries wanted to join in the program for this April school vacation week, but according to Noli Taylor, Island Grown Schools didn't have the funding to make it happen. For more information, you can visit our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, from Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.